请先听完第四段广播剧后回答第四组问题。
Well, I told her all about it. All I knew, anyway. At first she was frightened, but then I guess she felt sorry for me and she got over it. Before Rosalie had always been just a beautiful, desirable girl. I'd had drinks with her a few times in her apartment and mine, but that was all. Oh, not that I hadn't wanted to take her out, but she was a model, and I was sure that she led a glamorous life with rich men begging to take her out. But now she didn't look as glamorous as she looked understanding. I needed that. For I was beginning to believe that the explanation of John Blake wasn't as simple as I first thought.
I'm glad I came in, Jeff. You need someone. And it doesn't matter whether you're John Blake or not.
Well, it matters to me. I know I'm Jeffrey Bruno and not some guy named John Blake. Why, I can remember my whole life, living on the farm, going to school, working on a newspaper, coming to New York. I can remember every minute of it.
Every minute?
No, not every minute.
You know, Jeff, such things can happen. White-bearded old men with eyeglasses write books about such things. They've got a word for it. I can't pronounce it, but it means that you can be two people at one time and not know it. So maybe...
Well, maybe I'm John Blake, too. I was way ahead of you in thinking that.
And if you are, that's a sickness. And people can get over being sick. Maybe you'll remember all the things John Blake did.
I already know one thing you did. You killed someone. I don't know who or how, but I... John Blake murdered someone.
You brought a paper home. Why not see? Whatever happened, Jeff, we'll find a way to work it out.
Thanks, Rosalie.